Mr. Apocalypse is coming. His horizon into view, just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. Very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Less Visible.
Greetings and salutations, my dear friends, and welcome to Dark Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. We'll be hovering this evening over the blasted landscape of America as we prepare for our cross-country there and back again jaunt, of course, to see readers and listeners and friends, as well as to find somewhere to live. Where we are living now has many perks, but the downside is too many people and the houses are too close together. Visible needs a certain amount of land to move around on and be creative on, so we'll be looking at most of the types of residence locations available in this country, except for Alaska and Hawaii and Alpha Centauri. If you know of something nice and also rural, but with access to all those amenities we have grown, if not accustomed to, then familiar with, please let me know. Nothing much seems to be happening in the wider world at the moment of any ground-shaking significance. I'm guessing this is one of those periods where everything is going on behind the scenes as we move up to the election, this election, which looks like one of those elections that is going to prove to be completely unpredictable. In 2000, we had a stolen election where a psychopathic thug with a borderline intellect was put in charge of the most powerful military in the world, and then set about murdering hundreds of thousands of people and displacing millions. For motivation, they had the Israeli-engineered 9/11 attacks. And while the deluded country got into a cheerleading gung-ho, rah-rah, USA, USA, USA delirium, total chaos went into play in many parts of the world, but most especially in the Middle East. We got troglodyte perverts to grope and fondle us in airports in an attempt to dehumanize us. Unfortunately, a significant part of the population went along with its degradation. The only terrorists are the Israelis and the various government intelligence operations. On those occasions when actual Muslims have been involved, they're either graduates of programming efforts, say, Tavistock, MKUltra, whatever, or someone generally pissed off from the evil behavior of the imperialist overlords. I am not a communist, or a capitalist, a humanist, or most any other kind of ist. I'm a lover of the Almighty, which I alternatively worship as father, mother, and friend. I believe God will appear to you in the form you hold most dear. I do not believe that God manifests in economic or social systems, but that these systems exist for the purpose of demonstrating whatever the particular culture of the time might be based on the vibratory hum of the planets moving against one another in a certain resonance that creates the expression of life as it comes about in any given period for the purpose of demonstration, in order that we might learn whatever the lessons of the moment might be. Why do we need to learn any lesson at all? It is because life only appears to be meaningful in the colorful riot of the day-to-day hustling and bustling up and down the sidewalks to nowhere. We come onto this plane as tiny children, babies indeed, who cannot walk or speak and know only what we are taught, except for the intuitive feed that some of us experience. I've had such experiences, and I credit them with inspiring me and carrying me through the arduous terrain of the difficult highways I was meant to travel on. When I was about 6 months or a year old, I was laying in my bed on the second floor of our house in Kyoto, Osaka, Japan. I heard these noises coming from somewhere, but I did not know where that might be. I was turning over in my bed and looking around the room, and finally I saw that there were these characters standing on the rafters of the ceiling above. They were perhaps 8 inches tall, maybe more or less, and they were chanting. They were wearing robes. I cannot remember how many of them there were. They were on two rafters that were across from each other. There might have been 12 of them, maybe. It was fascinating. I don't remember that I was thinking anything except that it was strange, intoxicating even. I cannot remember how old I was when I remember that this has happened. I believe it was right around the time I was taking a great deal of LSD and seriously impressive events of a similar kind were taking place every day. And it suddenly popped into my mind, and I remember thinking, wow, that actually happened. It was very clear in my mind. I can see it now as if it had occurred yesterday. During the period when I was remembering this, I used to take LSD, which then was of a remarkable strength and purity, the like of which you do not see anymore. They use now specifically engineered chemicals to have a particular effect on the mind, and the purpose is not to create an enlightening experience, but to befuddle and confuse and direct the mind into the lower realms where a certain kind of entity can influence one's thoughts, behavior, and feelings. In no way am I promoting the use of chemicals to anyone. I'm simply recording a part of my own experiences in order to make a point. I believe that only a very few people have the gene for this kind of lifestyle. And it is no longer my lifestyle. Then I was hungry and driven. I wanted to find God, truth, reality, call it what you will. And it didn't matter to me how I got there. Guru Vao once said, steal wisdom if you have to, but get it any way you can. I believe this, though I will take it through effort and diligence, preferably. When I was in D.C. and I first was having psychedelic experiences, I'd wander through these parks by myself or with a friend, and I would see enormous serpents crawling in and out of the earth. They were holographic. I would see holographic green Buddhas in the foliage and flowers. I thought everyone was having these experiences. Later I found out that many were seeing only pretty colors, and that all their identifications were made upon the manifest. It was just the astral sight being empowered to see pedestrian phenomena. Of course, there were some number of us that saw it in all of it in spiritual projections of the mind. Whatever was in your mind is what got projected outward or perceived inwardly when the eyes were closed. We all differ in the degree of the opacity of the veils that obscure our true vision. It is said that one must find a way to burn away these veils, some scars if you wish. One can also have their veils burned away through grace. Spiritual aspiration is a fire, and it will accomplish this burning away if one is determined and dedicated. The thing is, if you're searching for God, it can take you into a state of agony and suffering, and few are equal to this in these times of material darkness. Compromises are made, and the darkness can provide comfort against the trials and tribulations of the path. Eventually, if one is persistent, a way will be found, and a teacher will be found or find you, and one's search will take upon itself new dimensions of awareness that we would not have discovered on our own. The point is to find one who has achieved and to place yourself under those sheltering wings. Various souls have found their way in every legitimate tradition. You have only to keep at it, and it will find you. Angels circle this earth, and when a soul has made itself luminous through devotion and industry, those overflying angels will see the light. This light may be invisible to the others around you, or as you pass through the various zones of the manifesto, but angels will see it and report back on you. This will set events in motion for you, and you have but to trust from that point. You will most likely not know that angels have seen you, but trust is useful at any stage of the process. Why I said it, of course. First, you aspire and focus as much intensity as you can muster, as often as you can remember, or be reminded to. And you will. I say you will reach your goal, but be most certain that that is your goal. There are many pretenders to the company of the Almighty, but the Almighty sees through everyone and everything, and the Almighty is not amused by insincerity of motive. You will be tried and tested. It is in this manner that the metal is tempered and made strong. The whole of it, it's all an alchemical process. It is like that tedious metaphor of turning lead into gold. Of course, there is only one gold worth having, and that is when you become the gold itself. Of course, there are people that could turn lead into gold. There are all kinds of parlor tricks available to anyone who is after any particular result. Gold is of no value by comparison with the real thing. In that respect, all physical gold is fool's gold, and is usually fools who are either in pursuit of it or the possession of it. I've been a fool any number of times, but not that kind of fool. I've had so many supernatural experiences, and what have I been left with in terms of meaning and understanding? Pretty much nothing, except for the proof that there are more things in heaven and earth. Horatio, indeed. This is not to say there's not a great deal of value to be received, should it be simply about one demonstrating the nature and quality of their values. It is something the Almighty looks at. What is it you really want? This is what the Almighty is concerned with. You will get what you want, but will you want it after you get it? This is something I have had demonstrated any number of times to me. It is not the vehicle you use to find what you are after. It is a nature and quality of what you sought after. In my case, it was often psychedelics that led me there, but that was only part of it. There was a great deal of prayer and meditation, and pretty much anything and anything I could lay my hands on. And my mind as well, I might point out. People judge the means I have employed to come to whatever it is they thought I was after, but did one get what they were after or not? That is a singular concern. Did you find God? Did God find you? Did you get what you were after? All of us do, you know. All of us get what we thought we were searching for, and it is the difference between ashes in your mouth and a fire in your heart. It is appetite and desire that destroys us, and that is only because our appetites and desires are for the perishable. If you do not seek after the eternal, you will find the temporal. If you do not seek God, you will find something else. Then it is a matter of how you feel about the results. Look, my friends, I'm crazy, of course, and that has been established. But unless you go mad, you cannot find that which exists beyond the borders of reason and logic. These are both great tools here in the manifest, but they do not translate into the planes beyond. This is why you must make love both your objective and the car in which you ride. In any time, love is the supreme conveyance and objective that will take you to the shining kingdoms beyond the darkness of the material regions. You have to dig and dig and climb and climb, because both directions appear in this great single struggle for liberation from the delusion of this world of lies. The very fact that you perceive what you perceive within the parameters of the senses should tell you that you're missing something. You might be missing a great deal for that matter, but the beauty of life is that you do get to choose. This is free will. You can seek the light, or you can chase whatever shadow meets the needs of your desires and appetites. It is a dream world. So, my friends, dream well. Today we celebrate, if you're a total moron, the attack on the United States by Israel and the compromised intelligence services who live by the temporary will of bankers so that God can sort the wheat from the chaff. I am celebrating the wonderful truth that some number of us have caught on and have the courage to say it. God loves us. Recognize and enjoy this. Revel in it. Be humbled and exalted by it in the same moment. Know within the core of your being that God loves you more than you can ever love God or yourself. You can love neither with any real capacity unless God is doing it within you. This is the solitary and absolute truth of human existence and all the triumphs and opportunities that one has ever seen, heard about, or experienced. That it is all done by the Almighty within you. And this is the complete juxtaposition of God-man, man-God. She alone brings it to be. She birthed the gods indeed. She is the womb of all that will ever come into being. Whatever the life form is, and as far as humility goes, she is the exemplar of that. Okay, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week, possibly in person, if there is one. In the meantime, strive with every possibility within you to find the Almighty and to live in the presence of that forever. Much joy and bliss to you all. That said, Om Amitabha. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Much love, Lady Nature. La ilaha illallahu. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Aru. And yeah, yeah. Thank you, my friends.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIG Radio Network of Stations.